a few good catches today, a few good grabs. What's it been like reestablishing that connection with Tom?
You know, I'm just out here trying to make plays, you know, have fun while I'm doing it, you know, and just out here playing football, just having a good time.
What has it been like building on that connection since 2013 when you started?
You know, it takes time, you know, just being out here, just gaining his trust, you know, just out here making play after play, you know, he throwing up, I got to make a play for him to trust me, so.
It's got to be fun. It's fun for the fans to see Brady fired up, literal hands over his head, and someone makes a good play. Is it fun for you guys as players to see that too, how fired up he is?
Man, he's always fired up, man. Practice, game day, you know, it's fun to have a quarterback that's like that, you know, gets us fired up as well. So.
What's the key to consistency, Aaron, for you?
You got to do it every day. Practice, you know. You got to keep practicing and keep practicing to get yourself better.
Aaron, can you take us through that one big catch you had over Malcolm, I believe, on the right side?
He just threw it up and I just made a play. You know, I seen the ball in the air and I tried to make a play on it.
How important is it for you to, obviously, not only show consistency, but make plays like that you know, first look, it doesn't look like that should be a catch.
For him to throw it, you got to make a play. I mean, you got to make a quarterback comfortable to do that, you know. It was one-on-one. He just threw it up to me. I got to make a play just to gain his trust.
What's different for you heading into camp this year compared to the previous two seasons here?
You know, I'm just trying to come out here and have fun, you know. Just play ball. You know, I've been playing this game for a long time, you know, so I'm just trying to come out here and have fun.
What do you want to show the coaches?
That I can play. You know, I'm just out here trying to make plays and do what I can do as a receiver. So.
Do you feel pressure? I mean, people in the media say make or break camp for Dobson. Do you feel pressure like that?
Oh, no, I don't feed into none of that. You know, I'm just out here, like I said, just trying to have fun. You know, I'm out here playing football, and it's a game. So, I'm just trying to out here have fun and make some plays.
Safe to say it is fun, though, because last year you missed all this?
Oh, it's always fun. It's always fun. Football is always fun for me. It's a game I've always played since I was little. So, I mean, it's always fun.
How much more comfortable do you feel this offseason compared to last one?
I feel like as longer you're in the system, the more comfortable you're going to get. You know what I mean? More repetitions you get, the more comfortable you get. So, I mean, it's my third year being in the offense, so I'm just getting more comfortable as time goes.
How do you tune out the noise, you know, whether it's something that's written about you or the stuff involving Brady?
You just ignore it. You just don't feed into it, you know what I mean? Whatever it's said, you know, I just got to take what I can do and do what I can control. So.
Is there any added motivation this year as you hit the weight room after, obviously, the disappointing ending to the season for you?
You know, last year, you know, this is a new year, so I'm just trying to do what I can do this year.
In this new year, what have you changed about conditioning and preparation physically coming into the year?
You know, I just got to run. You got to run routes. You got to get yourself in shape for camp, you know. I know what to expect now coming into this camp for my third year, so you got to come in shape and be on top of it.
Did you say you were out in Arizona?
Yeah, I was on Phoenix. Were you
training with McCourty, Revis, Logan, and all those guys?
Yeah, there's a couple guys out there, yeah.
Well, were you able to work one-on-one against them?
We did a lot of work out there. So, I mean, I feel like it benefited me a lot. So, I mean, I like going out there.
Was it like working against Revis, just, you know, in the offseason, obviously, one of the better corners?
Yeah, he's definitely one of the best corners, you know. So, I mean, it was just good to get some good work in down there.
Is Malcolm Butler a guy that likes to talk? We see him kind of going at it with Edelman. Is he a out there?
It's a lot of chatter out here. You know, it's all fun out here. You know, we're all teammates, so we go at it. It's all competition.
Does that help, actually, for the kind of get you amped up for practice when there is that chatter and competition?
I guess it helps some guys. Some guys take some guys out of their game, you know, but, I mean, it's all fun. You know, some guys talk, some guys don't.
Do you?
Sometimes, you know. It just depends.
When it's appropriate?
Yeah, you know, when it's appropriate, so.
What have you seen from Terrell Brown so far? I was pretty new here.
I don't feel like it's really my job to, you know, do that. You know, I can leave that up to the coaches, though. So.